This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. And welcome again to Cottage Talk. I am Russ Goldman. On this episode, I'm going to be previewing the upcoming match in the FA Cup for Fulham against Sunderland. And later on, I will also give a little bit of a transfer window update. So there's a good amount to talk in about this 15-minute show to preview the upcoming match on Saturday for Fulham against Sunderland at Craven Cottage. It should be interesting, and I look forward to talking about it. Before I go on any further, always want to mention, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. Okay, so let's get to it. Let's start with a little talk on Sunderland. And they're an interesting side. Their supporters have been to hell and back, let's be honest with you, with everything that's gone on lately with Sunderland. And I don't wish that on anyone. I certainly don't wish it on them. I don't know if, like you, I watched Sunderland Till I Die, and it actually hit me pretty hard. I don't wish any supporters to go through something like that. Well, they're now heading back in the right direction, and are back in the championship and actually doing fairly well. And I want to give them a lot of credit. Everyone at Sunderland, Tony Mowbray, the manager, I think they got the right manager. And then, of course, they've got some pretty talented players there. And we'll be talking about Pat Roberts in just a second. So this is a team to take seriously at Craven Cottage. Okay, so let's just start it there. It might be a championship side. It's the cup. Anything can happen. And if I'm Fulham, I take this team very seriously. And based on Marco's presser, he's taken Sunderland very seriously. And you should. You should also take the cup seriously. So I expect Fulham to really be on the front foot in this match and look to really take it to Sunderland. But I'll get to that in a second. But like I said, much respect for Sunderland, and I wish their side only the best moving forward, and we'll see what happens on Saturday. I think I really want to start when I talk about Sunderland. I've got to talk about Pat Roberts, and I did a show a few weeks back, one of my transfer shows, when I talked about what has happened to Pat Roberts, and it is a cautionary tale. It really is, because he left Fulham to go to Manchester City, and obviously you can say the grass is not greener. It had not worked out for him. Went to Celtic, went on other loans, went to Norwich, Derby County, eventually ended up where he is right now. And maybe he finally found a home with Sunderland. And I really hope he has. I wish him the best. Again, I remember the promise that this player had. I want to see him live up to the promise, that potential. I still think he can. So I hope Pat Roberts does turn into the player that most Fulham supporters thought he would turn into. So I'm going to start there with Pat Roberts. I wish him the best. I don't want his side to win on Saturday, but I do wish him the best the rest of the season in the championship, and who knows what can happen. And just keep this in mind. Sunderland are currently ninth, and they're only a few points off of being in the top six, in being in a playoff spot. So I would not take this team lightly. Not at all. Jack Clark, they've got some attacking players there. So I think Fulham need to take seriously the threat from Sunderland. I know I am. And I don't think this is going to be an easy game at all for Fulham Football Club. I think it's going to be difficult. And they're going to bring a huge amount of supporters who are going to be very vocal, and it's going to make it difficult. But I think in the end, Fulham will have too much, but I'll get to my prediction in just a bit. So now I'm going to turn to talking a little bit about Marco Silva's presser today, and that's where I'm going to get started. And let's start with the question in hand. Now, coming out of the match, there was one potential injury that we were all concerned about, and that was Alexander Mitrovic coming out of the match against Tottenham. So this quote comes from Peter Rutzler in The Athletic, who was at the presser for Marco. So this is what Peter Rutzler had to share on Twitter. Quote, Silva says Mitrovic is okay and would be ready to play tomorrow, unquote. Now the question is, that's great news. Will he play? I'm not expecting him to play, or at least not to start. I would highly doubt that Mitro is going to start. I wouldn't start him, but we'll see what Marco decides to do. I just wouldn't start him. I don't expect him to start, but this is positive news if you're a Fulham supporter that Silva says Mitro is okay, because I was really worried about it after the match. So this is positive news. So here's some other information from Peter Rutzler on Twitter from Marco's presser earlier. Here's a quote, quote, it's our ambition to do well in the FA Cup, a historic competition for everyone, but our players are going to do our best to go through. It's special, unquote. So that just tells you Marco's mindset and the players' mindset. They know how important this competition is, and I believe they're going to take it seriously. I know many Fulham supporters want a cup run, and I think the players are going to treat it that they want to go through and move on. And I know I want the focus to be more on the Premier League. I desperately want it to be more on the Premier League. But you know what? If they want to focus also on the FA Cup and be able to prioritize both and not affect their league campaign, fine. So I say, do your best and let's go through against Sunderland. So here's one more quote from Marco from the presser, again from Peter Rutzler in the Athletic. Quote, this is about Sunderland. All of us know Sunderland and how they can be really well supported. Tomorrow, it will feel like an FA Cup match against a club with a great fan base and a squad that wants to do well, unquote. Very well said by Marco Silva. And he knows what's coming to Craven Cottage. It's a club with a tremendous supporter base. They'll be there, and a team that's going to play for them. So it'll be difficult, and I think Fulham are up for the challenge, but we shall see on Saturday. So those are some quotes from Marco Silva. Before we break down the match and get to a prediction at the end of the show, let's talk about some updates with some transfer speculation. I know everyone loves that. So here was a report this morning, several reports on this, linking Nathaniel Chalaba to West Brom. Now, this is an interesting one because there have been conflicting reports. One that made it look likely that Chalaba was going to go to West Brom. Then I saw another report saying that Fulham wanted to hold on to Nathaniel Chalaba. We'll have to see how this all plays out. But if Fulham bring in another central midfielder, I have a feeling Chalaba might be on his way out. So I think this is a fluid situation. In my opinion, I think this might be best for Nathaniel Chalaba because it has not worked out at Fulham, and I think this would be a very good landing spot for him. So this might be speculation, but for the player and for Fulham, I actually think this makes sense. And it'll probably also make sense for West Brom as well. This might be a win all aboard. So we shall see if this plays out. Like I said, right now it's speculation, but it was breaking this morning. So we'll see what else comes from this. And that'll lead to a little bit of an update on the Sasa Lukic situation. Many of you probably had seen this. I know I have. coming from Italy this morning. And the reports are making it look like that the deal is inching closer to bring in the Serbian to Craven Cottage to play with Mitro, a central midfielder. And if anyone's watched some video, he looks like he could be a very good player. I know it's a video, but we shall see. But I also think it's a bonus if he comes that he's going to be playing with Mitro. So I want this to happen. It looks like, if you go by the speculation, that it's leaning towards that way. But anyone that's followed these transfer windows know that until it's signed on the dotted line, until Fulham say it's done, it ain't done. So we'll see how this all plays out. But I would be so in for this move, but only time will tell if it actually becomes a reality. But it's something to keep an eye on. And please do keep checking out my friend on Twitter, at Fulham Transfer. He has the latest information on the transfer speculation with Fulham. Also goes by Fulham Fan News. Please check him out. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to look at this upcoming match for Fulham against Sunderland. And how does Fulham win this match? And can they win this match? And my prediction.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van center to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com. Okay, to end this quick show of Cottage Talk. So how does Fulham win this match? Well, I think it's going to be a difficult match, but I think they should take the same mentality that they have when they're in the Premier League. Play on the front foot. You're at home. Take it to Sunderland. Press the hell out of them. Get that early goal, and then keep on pushing. Treat it like you're back in the championship, meaning that you're going to have the ball. You should have the ball the majority of the time. And if you do, you're going to really have to move the ball quickly, find those openings, and get that early goal and add to it. I think Fulham can win this match. I think that they have to be aggressive throughout the match. It's been their MO. Since Silva has taken over, play on the front foot. I expect that in this match, but I also expect an aggressive Fulham to try to get on top of Sunderland early and not let them feel like they're in this match. Because if they do, this could be a difficult one for Fulham. I think this is comes down to how does Fulham approach this? Can they get that early goal? Because if they do, I think they're going to be fine. If they don't, and the match goes against them, meaning that maybe they're down or maybe it's even going in the later stages, it could be difficult on them. Yes, Fulham have the bench. Yes, Fulham have a lot going for them. But I think they need to get that early goal and play from up front. I think they need to play from ahead. That's where they're at their strongest. Play from ahead. But they've shown this year that they can come from behind, but I don't want to do that in a cup match. And what's interesting, I do think that there's going to be some squad rotation here, and that's going to go to my starting 11. So I'm going to share my starting 11. Here we go. This is what I think Marco's going to do. I'll leave it there. This is what I think he's going to go with as a starting 11. I think he's going to go with Rodak, Bobby Dekker, Dover Reed as your right back, left back, Kurzawa. I think he's going to go with Diop and Tosin. That's just my opinion. And then I think he's going to go for a midfield three of Tom Kearney, Harrison Reed, and then I am going to go with, the third one's interesting. I think he'll still go with Pereira. I'll say that. On the left, I'm going to say Manor Solomon, Harry Wilson on the right, and Vinicius up top. Now, I think that's still a fairly strong starting 11. I think that's what Marco's going to go with. We'll see what ends up happening. Before I give my prediction and end this quick show, I'm going to look to see what comments I have here. Let's see. This is from Rick Kerr. Says they are on a great run. Martin Smith also says, I think the side tomorrow will be strong. It will be close. And Martin, that's where I'm going on this. I think this is going to be a close match. I don't think this is going to be a match that Fulham are going to have their way with Sunderland. I just don't see it that way. I respect Tony Mowbray. I think he's a very good manager, and he'll have his team ready to go. So I'm not expecting Fulham to win. I've seen some of the predictions, 2-3-0. I don't see it that way. I see Fulham winning this match 2-1. That's my prediction. I think Fulham are going to win this match 2-1. And I just don't think it's going to be easy, but I think that they will go through to the next round of the FA Cup. And then we could talk about a potential FA Cup run. Not there yet. I think right now you have to win the match in front of you, and it's against Sunderland. And like I said, to start off the show, much respect to Sunderland. I wish them the best the rest of the season, but I am going with a Fulham victory 2-1. We'll see if I'm right on that. Okay. Well, before we go, also just want to always mention, please do subscribe on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. It does help other Fulham supporters find us. I also want to say, and I've been saying this throughout the month, I know I've been giving you a lot of content, a lot of shows, and I just want to, once again, just say thank you, because the numbers have been massive, and I was not sure how people would take to me doing a show pretty much every single day, but they've been consistently, the numbers have been consistently the same. So that tells me people are listening to all the episodes. So I just want to just say thank you. Okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of Cottage Talk. My name is Russ Goldman. Thank you as always for watching and listening to Cottage Talk, now part of the TalkSport Fan Network. It's the 90th minute and all to play for at the end of the match. All your mates are around. You've got your McDonald's share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. Are you in? I know I'm in. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.